Hi there, you're listening to Ambie from Gospel Talk, and it's a Thursday morning here, winter in Sydney, Australia, and checking in this morning to pray with you. I'll have a moment of prayer so that as you are awakened today, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, or you're already awake and busy with your day in the Southern Hemisphere, here's a prayer for you. I just felt urged by the Holy Spirit to pray for you and with you. And so I call the Holy Spirit on to and in to anoint this prayer for my brothers and sisters out there who are listening and requiring your sustenance and your depth of clarity and reasoning and love and wonder about today. We have days ahead of us, and yes, you ask us to prepare in a way, but you also tell us to only really focus on the day that we have today. And I want to give gratitude to you, Lord, gratitude for everything that you provide for us, whether it be the moment we woke up this morning, whether it be the moment we were able to step out of bed. And if not, that we had a bed to lie on. And if not, that we had the stars to look up at. Wherever we're at, may we have your peace and your awe and your wonder and your love and your strength and your power within us at all times. And I ask this prayer deeply for my brothers and sisters. Some out there I have, for you brothers and sisters, there's someone out there that really needs this prayer at the moment. If you're feeling weak, know he is your strength. He is your strength. If you feel like there's no way, he will make a way. He makes the impossible possible. He hears the desires of your heart. He knows what's right for you. He tells us not to fear, to never fear, not to worry, to always have the peace and quiet and still and love that he is within us. Call upon the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit to guide you today. I pray that you have that choice to make, and that you make a wise and discerning choice to ask him to enter your heart and to sit there and reside there and to weed out and prune anything that is not of you, God. And may I just pray love and a hedge of protection and your blood of Christ over my brothers and sisters today and their friends and their family, their communities, their countries. And may we know that you have angels that surround us, good angels that are there, you know, at your calling to protect us. Just know that we are safe and loved no matter where we are, what the circumstance, that we are to remain joyful in spirit because we know you are our God, our one and true God. And Jesus, you died for us. How amazing. I just am so gracious for you, God. Thank you, Jesus, Holy Spirit. And I say this in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. And there you have, brothers and sisters, a prayer for today. And I pray you're well and happy, joyful, strong, supported, loved day. I love you, but know he loves you infinitely more. Ciao. Catch you next time.